This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the plan is in place for the return of hostages. Spokeswoman Shash Bedrosian says
the release of our hostages will begin early Monday morning. We are expecting all 20 of our living hostages to be released together at one time to the Red Cross.
And from there, they'll be sent to three different hospitals. The bodies of deceased hostages will be taken for identification. Israel will release prisoners once they've confirmed that all hostages were returned. Officials in Gaza say more than 500,000 people have returned since the ceasefire took effect. President Trump travels to Israel today. He'll meet with hostage families and address the Israeli parliament on Monday. It's day 12 of the government shutdown. The president Saturday instructed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to make sure military members are paid this week, and there's a state of emergency in New Jersey ahead of a major storm today. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Policy experts are urging Congress to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're warning that premiums could more than double if there's no action taken. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Policy experts are calling on Congress to not only extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, but to address the broader issue of rapidly rising health care costs that threaten to crush hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites. Angela Hanks with the nonprofit Century Foundation says many are now faced with a worsening health care affordability crisis caused by deliberate policy choices in Congress. Legislation passed over the summer would result in up to 15 million people losing Medicaid or health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, with enhanced ACA tax credits set to expire at the end of the year.
We've put that as an average enrollee paying over $1,000 more next year for their health care if Congress takes no action this year.
An analysis from the foundation shows rural counties will be disproportionately affected, with enrollees potentially facing a 28% higher cost increase than those in urban areas. Wisconsin saw a record 18% jump in ACA marketplace enrollment this year, with more than 313,000 people purchasing a plan. Insurance companies have already reported their rates for the next year, projecting an average 18% increase in premiums for ACA plans across the board. That's the largest increase in more than 5 years. This means ACA enrollees face both rising premiums and the potential loss of tax credits that help make insurance affordable. Hanks stresses that healthcare affordability is not a partisan issue, noting that more than 3/4 of Americans want to see the tax credits continue, including 2/3 of Republicans. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 in Game 5 to win the Divisional Championship Series. They'll host the Dodgers tomorrow night in Game 1 of the NL Championship. Pat Murphy on the Brewers able to win a playoff series.
After last year, that was the wild card series. We won the division. Mets were hot. They came back and beat us, all right, at the last inning. They were shell-shocked. We were all shell-shocked to see the room then. And I just said, hey, guys, somehow this is going to help us. And what I think it did is galvanize the group. And then, you know, we've been talking about Uke all year long. And it may sound corny to some, but if you lived it the way we did, you know, Uke's presence was here and they didn't want to let him down.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm sad. You know, I think this team did a lot to honor the Chicago Cub uniform. What did we do wrong tonight? That's kind of what you guys are stuck on. Why couldn't we get anything going? You know, so it's hard to get past that right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm
Report. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine mixed with clouds today and pleasant with highs in the low 70s. The wind picks up tonight, turning mostly cloudy. Showers move in as well. Lows fall back to the mid-50s. Then clearing out as we look into Monday. A high around 70. Right now it's 48.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah. Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. You can win tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha, and Jane Matinere is in to talk about headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
News from the Center, WRCE.
The Music of the Stars. Welcome back, everybody. We're on a high noon. High noon. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome all our stations. Oh, I got to tell you, sometimes we're preempted by sports. If that happens, you can still hear us. If not on your particular station, but on the network, that's civicmedia.us, worldwide, civicmedia.us. And it's Columbus Day. But there's two Columbus Days. There's one tomorrow, too. How'd that happen? First Monday, right after the 12th.
Are you comfy?
No, I'm rocky. Look at that.
Say, imagine when word gets back to you-know-who back there in New York about how we're doing it. Show in a rocking chair. You Saturday night show in a hammock, won't it?
Perry Creamy?
Yeah. He'll be laid out.
He'll lay down. Look, you know, may I pay you a very lavish compliment?
I'll take anything I can get. Lay it on. What?
I just want to tell you that I consider this a great honor to be on the same program with you.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean this. I mean it. No, it's a privilege just to be by your side.
Oh, get out.
Let's sing some folk songs.
What kind of folk songs?
Well, folk songs that my folks like to hear.
What's that?
Italian folk songs.
Oh, Lord. Lay back, folks. You're going to get a salvo of fettuccine and we, Maria.
No, we got a million of them, paisan.
I'm not a paisan. I'm not Italian.
You're not Italian?
No.
You're not Italian?
No.
Well, how come so many young Italians sing like you?
1492, Madrid. The Queen of Spain grants an audience to an obscure Italian sailor. There in her chambers, plans are made destined to change the course of history.
All right, we'll go over it once again. First, you hawk the jewels, you give me the money, and I buy the ships. Then I discover the new world, you dump the king, and I'll send for you.
You say you'll send for me, darling, but will you?
Now, look, we've been all through this before.
I know, but really, you're such a dreamer. You'll go out there and you'll sail right off the edge of the world.
I will not.
Wait. You're such a charming boy, darling. Why don't you forget all this? I'll set you up with a nice little Fiat agency over in West Barcelona.
I don't want a Fiat agency.
Well, then why don't you go to art school like your friend Da Vinci? I'll put you through.
Look, if Lenny wants to starve to death, that's up to Lenny. Me, I want to discover the new world. Carry out my dream.
Ferdinand!
The king.
Oh, sure. He'll be at the Inquisition all afternoon, huh?
The time just slipped away. Quickly, take the jewels and go over the balcony.
Too late.
Good afternoon, dear. How was the Inquisition? Amusing?
Dullsville. Same old... Hey, who's that?
Oh, you remember Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you mean old round, round world? You and your bohemian friends.
He's not bohemian. He's Italian.
Italian, bohemian. Look at him in that hat. Is that a crazy sailor?
Crazy. I'll tell you how crazy. He's a man with a dream, a vision. A vision of a new world whose alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. With purple mountain majesties above the 2 cents plain.
Fruited.
Fruited. He holds these dreams to be self-evident, this round, round world, with Indians and justice for all. Let us then go forward together toward Miami Beach, that the dream of this crazy Italian boy, indivisible, should not perish from the map.
Bravo! Bravo!
That moving? Was that a great bit?
Listen, I always said this girl had a lot... Wait a minute! I ask a simple question, I get a pageant. Why should Spain sponsor you? Why don't you go to Portugal?
I did. They bought the prices right.
Oh.
Then I have your permission to sail?
Have you had your shots?
I have.
Permission granted.
Grazie. Arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, compañeros. Will you get out of here? Strange, he left by the balcony.
Force of habit, I guess.
Yeah. How's that again?
Nothing.
Isabella, when are you going to quit fooling around with these nuts?
At sea we'll merrily breeze along. We're bound to have smooth sailing, where the breeze may blow, we'll merrily roll along. Never mind about the weather, let it rain or let it shine, anytime that we're together, it's a dollar to a dime. We're gonna have smooth sailing. Smooth, smooth sailing on a happy tide, we'll merrily ride along. Thank you.
Admiral Columbus, sir. The men are weary, on the point of madness.
Well, that's the trouble with labor today. Don't they realize we're going to discover the new world?
Hey, you've been saying that for the last 57 days.
Well, nobody forced you to come along, Your Majesty.
My doctor told me I should go to Florida for the winter. I still can't see what you needed three ships for.
I got a better deal on the fleet rate.
I'll accept that, but we better sight land pretty soon. There's rumblings of mutiny.
Really?
Yeah, come over here and listen.
All right.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll jump up here in the rigging and speak to him.
You mean on top of everything else, this ship is rigged?
Now hear this. This is the Admiral speaking. I know the going has been rough, but if we can just hold out a little while...
Rumble, rumble.
Stop that rumbling down there.
Rumble.
Who could blame them? The whole thing is madness. I don't like the way the crew is acting.
Well, you're overplaying it a little bit yourself, though.
I tell you, the world is flat, and that's that.
It's round as your hat.
It's flat as your head.
It's round.
It's flat.
It's a round, round world. It's a round, round world. I contend it's round, and it's gonna be found.
It's flat as a welcoming mat, and he's sailing off the end. How about our crazy Australian
friend? Get hip, would I climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have Oz, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it
square,
is.
Square, square king, you're a square, square king. If you don't believe, you're gonna receive the shock of your royal life. When the ship pulls in at Miami,
yo ho ho and a Dramamine, we are loyal subjects of the king and queen. But what kind of nut would you have to be to borrow a ship and put out to sea when you don't know what's on the other side?
All week long on a hardtack bun, brother, who said getting there was half the fun? Give up my throne for one navy bean. No wonder I'm turning three shades of green. How could I go on such a loony,
crazy kind of scheme? It's a kind of navy bean. If we don't sight land, we're gonna scream.
If I didn't have Oz, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it
yo,
is.
Yo, ho, ho, through the wind and rain, there's a typhoon coming up, but where's John Wayne?
I feel like a red witch having a wake. How much of the ocean bit do you think I can take?
Command in the name of.
Claim that land in the name of.
Isabella and Ferdinand.
That's Ferdinand and Isabella. New rulers of this round, round.
It's a crazy kind of scheme. It's a
well, for all our saints, I...
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know
we'll be right back. Well, for all our sakes, I hope. What was that?
French horns.
No, no, I mean before that.
Oh, it was the lookout. He sighted land.
Hooray!
Quickly, hand me the glass.
All right.
Now, now, the other one.
Oh. Oh.
To the new world.
Likewise. All right, go ahead. Give the kid top billing.
Well, it was just a thought.
No, 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 go ahead.
All right, all right. I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain.
Ho!
Well, first I stick the flag in the sand, and then I...
Watch yourself, Admiral. Natives. They may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate. Others can't adjust. You know how it is.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right, all right. Hello there. Hello there. we white men, other side of ocean. My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you over here on a Fulbright?
Huh? No, I'm over here on an Isabella, as a matter of fact. Which reminds me, I want to take a few of you guys back with me in the boat to prove I discovered you.
What do you mean, discover us? We discover you.
You discovered us?
Certainly. We discover you on beach here, is all how you look at it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, at any rate, my men and I were wondering if you could spare a little food.
What kind num-nums you want?
Well, what is that strange-looking plant you're holding there with little yellow kernels?
You mean this?
Yes. What is that?
French horns.
No, no, no. What you're holding in your hand.
Oh, horn.
That's what I thought of. What else you got to eat around here?
Oh, berries, herbs, natural fruits, and organically grown vegetables.
Just as I suspected. What kind of a diet is that? That's why I've come here. To fulfill my dream.
You have a dream?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to talk about it?
I certainly would. My dream is to open the first Italian restaurant in your country. Give you some real food. Starches, spaghetti, cholesterol, all the better things. That's called progress, you see? Now, right here would be a good location for the restaurant. Ocean view and all that. Is there room for a parking lot?
You kidding? Whole country is parking lot.
I suppose. Well, I'd like to put a little deposit down on the property here.
Okay.
I only have a few doubloons on me, so if you'll direct me to the nearest bank, I'll get a check cash.
You out of luck today. Bank's closed.
Oh? Why?
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. We going out on that joke?
No, we do reprise of song. That help.
But not...
Not much, no.
Yo, ho, ho, and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave. But why go to war and fight like a jerk? Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza. Wyatt Earp or Bonanza.
Please don't call us, we'll call you.
Big Jesus of this round, round.
As I wandered out on the streets of Miami, I said to myself, this is some fancy town. I called up my partner and said, hello, Sammy. Go pack up your satchel and mosey on down. I got me a bunk in the old Honey Plaza with breakfast and dinner included, of course. I caught 40 winks on my private piazza. Then I rented a pinto from Hertz, rent a horse.
He rented a pinto from Hertz, rent a horse.
My partner flew down on a non-scheduled airline. You never did see such a pale-looking man. I recognized him from his receding hairline. He recognized me from my beautiful tan. 'Twas then that I heard fighting words from mein partner. He said, Marvin, the Rony is no place to stay. I'm going to the Fontainebleau. Partner, it's Modner. And I'll charge to the firm $60 a day.
He'll charge to the firm $60 a day.
I said to him, pale face, you henker for trouble. With the company checkbook, you quick on the draw. He smiled and said, stranger, for me that goes double. 'Cause west of the Fontainebleau, I am the law. Next morning, the whole Lincoln Road was deserted, and somewhere a hi-fi was playing a tune. 'Cause everyone knew someone's gonna be murdered in a duel in the sun on the stroke of high noon.
A duel in the sun at the stroke of high noon.
I took careful aim with my trusty revolver. The clock in the Fontainebleau struck 12 o'clock. I shot and Sam crumbled just like a piece halva. And that's what they call a bad day at Black Rock. They came with a posse and took mine 6-gun away. The crowd was too angry to leave me in jail. The sheriff said, outlaw, I'm gonna let you run away. But don't ever be seen south of Fort Lauderdale. So now I can never go back to Miami. And New York is so cold that a person could die. I'd be better off dead like my late partner Sammy. 'Cause he's in that big Fontainebleau in the sky.
Discover a new route, new route, new route. In a fortnight, I shall need 4 sturdy ships, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa, and the Maria.
No, Tommy, it's 3. Columbus had 3, and the Santa is not a ship. That's just part of a name. It's like Santa Maria.
So be it. I shall sail with my 3 sturdy ships, the Santa Nina, the Santa Pinta, and the Santa Anita.
In the castle, Queen Isabella awaits the arrival of the young dreamer from Italy, her mind filled with skepticism and doubt. Columbus enters, paying full homage to the monarch of a great nation.
Greetings, Donna Isabella. Queen of Castile, ruler of Barcelona, Seville, Valencia, sovereign of all the Spains. Yes, sir.
It is not necessary to address me by my full title, Senor Columbus.
Your Majesty, how shall I address thee then?
As I am known to all the nobles in the court, call me Izzy.
Well, Queen Izzy, I entreat your support that I may seek a new route to the Indies and its fabulous treasures wherein there lie.
Uncovering a new route can be very dangerous, Master Columbus. What will guide you?
Uh-huh. This shall guide me.
What?
This thing here.
What is it?
This is a sextant. A crude sextant, to be sure. But my own creation. If you look to it this way, you see the sun. If you look through it this way, you see the horizon in relationship to the sun. But if you look to it this way, what appears to be the sun is actually a dancing girl from Barcelona.
How wonderful that I'm beholding a never, never land unfolding, where we polish up the stars and mountains we move, in a life where all the pleasures we will prove. It's a new world I see.
Queen Izzy, I shall find a new world, and I shall found a new country, and it shall be named after you. It shall be called Ethiopia.
Thank you, Master Columbus. My heart and my spirit will be with my gallant admiral, although my body will remain in Spain.
Say, couldn't we leave your heart and soul? I guess not.
Very well. To think, Master Columbus, that you are going to prove that the world is round like this melon.
Is that a melon? Wow. And I could, no, round like this plate.
I thought you were growing around this way.
No, I'm going around the edge like this. If I went around like that, I'd fall off. I may be ahead of my time, but I know not.
Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many
stormy wind shall blow and Jack comes home again.
Reason to pretend, and if the wind is right, you can find the joy. music of the stars, Francis Albert Sinatra.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But the whole the last laugh now. Said we'd never get together. Baby, let's take a bow. Because ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Tee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Har, har, har. Who's got the last laugh now?
Modern Air on the Music of the Stars.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamble all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Chattanooga choo-choo, funny thing about it, there never was a train between New York and Chattanooga. But it makes a good sound, doesn't it? Even sounds like the modern era is really believed. And I'll tell you what, that's Tex Beneke. Chattanooga choo-choo, words by Sammy Gallup, and the music of the stars. Traveling on, Guy Mitchell.
Let me fly, fly.
Columbus, say to the Spanish king, I'll let you in on a mighty fine thing. I aim to prove that the world is round. United States ain't never been found.
United States ain't never been found.
Now give me ships, old Columbus, say, I'll sail to China in a shorter way. King, he say, this world is flat, sail too far in where you are. Oh, let me fly, fly, fly the stormy water. Let me walk on the bottom of the rolling sea.
Let me run, run, run around this great infernal land, 'cause this world ain't big enough for me. Oh, no!
The world ain't big enough for me. Now Queen Isabella, she gave heed, said go buy the ships you need. Take my jewels, but travel slow, 'cause you might fall down to the world below.
Might fall down to the world below.
Crew was a-yellin', turn back home, we ain't ready for the kingdom come. Look out, hollered land, I see, why there's the Statue of Liberty. Oh, let me fly, fly, fly the stormy water. Let me walk on the bottom of the rolling sea. Oh, let me run, run, run round this great and fertile land, 'cause the world ain't big enough for me.
Oh, no!
The world ain't big enough for me. Now all of the Indians come out then to welcome Chris and the hungry men. Step right up and have a little bite, and the Rotary meets on Monday night.
Rotary meets on a Monday night.
Columbus sail right home again, shipload of gold for the Queen of Spain. King, he say, you're kicking at the ground, always know that the world was round. Oh, let me fly, fly, fly the stormy water. Let me walk on the bottom of the rolling sea.
Let me run, run, run around this great infernal land, 'cause this world ain't big enough for me. Oh, no!
The world ain't big enough for me.
The world ain't...
Thank you.
There's the music of Eric Coates. What a guy. If you went to the drive-ins and you sat through the intermission, listened to the music over the speakers, you might have heard Eric Coates' themes. This is one of them. Summer Afternoon, it's called. Bing Crosby and Jane Wyman next up on the Music of the Stars with Maddie Madlock and the All-Stars.
It's Christopher Columbo. Meet Christopher Columbo. He proved to all the squares that the world was round, then circled round and found the U.S. Crystal, crystal, Christopher Columbo went for a boat ride one fine day. On his day off, travel such a way off, he found the USA. Oh, crystal, crystal, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo, he found the USA.
Roughed it, bluffed it, first he thought he muffed it, 'cause all he found was ground unplowed. So he hoed some, later on the growed some, buildings tall and proud. Oh, Misto, Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo, he found the USA.
Isabella really liked this fella, pawned her best fur coat to buy the boy a boat.
Oh, Misto, Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh,
presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo,
he found the USA.
Oh, he found the USA. Nina, Pinta, and Maria figured to stop and load some freight, but where ground was, all he really found was real nifty real estate.
Oh, Misto, Christo, Christopher Columbo thought the world was round. Oh, presto, westo, sailed the man Columbo, he found the USA.
When he docked here, almost no one flocked here.
Now it's more alive, just try a Sunday drive.
Oh, Misto, Christo, Christopher Columbo, he really pulled his oar.
Oh, glad he got here, now we have a spot here known as Freedom Shore,
where the helpless homeless open up freedom's door.
Where the helpless homeless open up freedom's door. Where the helpless homeless open up freedom's door.
Music from Hollywood. Here comes the groom. Jane Wyman with Bing. Lou Monte on the Music of the Stars. Not everybody's happy about being on a boat in the middle of no place.
In 1492, three ships sailed out to sea, the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the storm, we see on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest, you could hear Luigi say, to Mr. Columbus, the turn of the ship around, take me back, I want to feel my 2 feet on the ground. Why, you tell Isabella that the world is round, please, and Mr. Columbus, the turn of the ship around. But Chris took out his mandolin and he began to play. They sang and danced out on the hill until the break of day. They ate up all the provolone and drank up all the wine. But still up in the crow's nest you could hear Luigi crying.
Please, Mr. Columbus, and ready the ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my 2 feet on the ground.
Why you tell Isabella that the world is round? Please, Mr. Columbus, turn the ship around. And then one day they sighted land just off the starboard bow. Columbus said, I told you so, the journey's over now. An Indian shouted from the shore, "E portato nubi et se van." Luigi turned around and said, "Hey, there's a pure Italian."
Please, Mr. Columbus, don't take me back no more. I'm gonna stay right here and make the chief my father-in-law.
I'm glad you tell Isabella that the world is round. I don't know where we are, but there's paisanas all around.
For news now on the Columbia Broadcasting System. The Music of the Stars. Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hospitals in Israel are preparing to treat hostages that have been held by Hamas for more than 2 years ahead of their expected release. Vice President J.D. Vance tells ABC's This Week.
You don't know until you see these people alive, but thank God we expect to see them alive here in the next 24 hours, probably early tomorrow morning, U.S. time, which will be later in the day, of course, in Israel.
President Trump is traveling to Israel today. He's expected to meet with hostage families tomorrow and address the Israeli parliament. Meanwhile, as the ceasefire continues, officials in Gaza say that more than 500,000 people have returned since it took effect. Authorities in South Carolina say 4 people were killed, at least 20 were hurt in a shooting at a bar on St. Helena Island. 4 of the injured are in critical condition. There's no word on any suspects. In the Northeast, bracing for a major storm, strong winds, heavy rains possible. New Jersey's declared a state of emergency amid fears of coastal flooding. This is ABC News.